travel this land to the Rocky Mountains.
It's time to travel this land with Canada's singing storyteller, Wiz Bryant.
Travel this land to the Great Lakes.
On today's program, Wiz takes a look at the history and growth of Canada's national park system in A Gift of Peace.
Take my hand and travel this land.
Canadians live in a land rich in natural beauty. The diversity of animal and plant life and the different types of landscape, including mountain, plain, Canadian Shield, ocean, and Arctic, are part of a fabulous natural heritage that is partially preserved in Canada's national park system. As agricultural and industrial activities alter our environment at an ever-accelerating pace, the function of parks to protect ecosystems from the negative impact of human activities becomes increasingly urgent.
Lost among the swirling clouds, far beyond the desperate crowds, lies a place of precious solitude. Sad thoughts that haunt my mind, I will leave them all behind. Better dream is waiting there for you. Where the silver brooklets flow, where the alpine meadows grow, where time moves so slowly, the gift of peace is waiting there at the silent place of prayer. The gift of peace is waiting there for you.
Canada's national park system began in the 1880s with the establishment of Banff National Park. The government decided not to grant any private titles to this fabulous area of natural beauty in Canada's Rocky Mountains. Instead, it was decided that the area should be preserved for the benefit of all Canadians. A bill to establish the first national park in Canada was introduced in the House of Commons in April of 1887. Banff became a symbol of a new respect for preserving the land in its natural state. Interest in the development of other reserves ran high among members of Parliament, and in the years between 1887 to 1895, five more mountain reserves were set aside and became unavailable for sale, settlement, or squatting. These reserves became Yoho, Kootenay, Glacier, Mount Revelstoke, and Waterton Lakes National Parks. The availability of these large tracts of undeveloped public lands in Western Canada facilitated the foundation for Canada's national park system. In the early 20th century, action was taken to develop national parks in Eastern Canada, starting with the St. Lawrence Islands National Park. In 1911, the Dominion Parks Branch was formed. J.B. Harkin, the first commissioner, oversaw the establishment of nine more parks between 1911 and 1936. These included Elk Island, Point Pelee, Wood Buffalo, Prince Albert, Riding Mountain, Georgian Bay Islands, and Cape Breton Highlands. Harkin emphasized protection of the natural resources of the new parks and helped to set the guiding philosophy for the management of Canada's national parks in the passing of the National Parks Act in 1930. The parks were dedicated to the people of Canada for their benefit, their education, and their enjoyment. In 1961, John Nicoll became director of the National and Historic Parks Branch. Under his direction, 10 new national parks were established. The current Environment Canada Parks Policy, written in 1979, shows his influence as it emphasizes the preservation of natural ecological processes above all else.
I stood waiting for a spark, for a light, help me find my way. Then at last a voice I heard saying, freedom is a hollow word till you've left all your chains behind. Go where the silver brooklets flow, where the alpine meadows grow, where time moves so slowly. The gift of peace is waiting there at the silent place of prayer. The gift of peace is waiting there for you.
National parks are one component of a federal system of heritage sites, which includes national historic parks, national historic sites, heritage canals, heritage rivers, and national marine parks. There are now 34 national parks and national park reserves in Canada. This constitutes only 1.8% of Canada's total land mass. Park policy emphasizes that in order to protect resources, natural ecology must function in the parks with minimum interference from man. National parks are protected from all forms of resource extraction, including mining, forestry, agriculture, and sports hunting. Only activities consistent with park protection are allowed. Efforts are directed at maintaining the physical environment in as natural a state as possible. In the early days of the park system, sites were often chosen because they provided scenic vistas for potential tourism. Others were set aside to conserve unique or fragile habitats or to protect endangered species. But eventually, Parks Canada developed the concept of setting aside areas that are representative of a natural region. Each natural region has a unique set of biological and ecological characteristics. In Canada, there are 68 different natural regions, and they have been identified. And Parks Canada plans to develop a park in each of these regions. Proposals for new national parks have resulted in park reserves on North Ellesmere Island and North Yukon. In 1987, an agreement was signed with British Columbia to establish a new national park in the Queen Charlotte Islands, and Bruce Peninsula National Park was created in Ontario. Park proposals are now in place for other areas as well. Today, the aim of Parks Canada is to provide outdoor recreational opportunities consistent with the long-term protection of natural resources and requiring a minimum of man-made facilities.
Now I've left my chains behind. Now I've found some peace of mind on this mountain that I'm trying to climb. And though I feared I'd be alone, instead I have found a home. Faithful pilgrims come from every land to where the silver brooklets flow, where the alpine meadows grow, where time moves so slowly. The gift of peace is waiting there at the silent place of prayer. The gift of peace is waiting there for you.
Hiking, canoeing, cross-country skiing, and snowshoeing are some examples of activities considered compatible with a park setting. In all the parks, naturalists are on hand to provide interpretation programs to visitors. The programs are designed to facilitate learning through first-hand experience, through self-guiding heritage trails that are also provided to assist in the enjoyment of the parks. Canada's national park system is part of a global network of more than 2,000 protected areas in 120 countries. Parks Canada is responsible for fulfilling Canada's obligations to UNESCO. The Heritage Convention recognizes the responsibility of all nations to protect places of such unique natural and cultural value that they are considered part of the heritage of all mankind. Kluane in the Yukon, and Nahanni National Park in BC, Lands or Meadows National Historic Park in Newfoundland, the Burgess Shale of Yoho National Park, and Anthony Island in the Charlottes have all been designated as World Heritage Sites. Waterton Lakes in Alberta, Riding Mountain in Manitoba, Long Point in Ontario, and Mount St. Hilaire in Quebec have all been chosen as biosphere reserves under UNESCO's program, which recognizes outstanding examples of natural ecosystems throughout the world. I personally have long been an ardent fan of Canada's national parks. I have visited as many as I can, and I have plans to visit all of them in the next few years. As a Canadian, these protected areas thrill me with their natural beauty and the knowledge that they have been set aside for my children's children to enjoy. As I watch the increasing encroachment of modern man on the dwindling wilderness, my heart yearns to see vast tracts of Canada's natural lands set aside from development. In a world of increasing tension, noise, pollution, urban development and population growth, waste and resource extraction, the value of wilderness becomes a more precious commodity with each passing year. For myself, and many others like me, it offers the most precious resource of all, the gift of peace.
You've been traveling this land with Canada's singing storyteller, Whiz Bryant. Please feel free to write to us with your comments. We would be delighted to hear from you. Thank you for listening. And join us again next time for another fascinating Canadian tale in story and song as we continue to travel this land.
To the Fraser Delta, travel this land to the Arctic Sea. Travel this land where the wild loons call, and travel this land, come along with me. Travel this land, take my hand and travel this land.
Travel this land to the Yukon River, travel this land to pretend we're down.
Travel this land to the Gulf Stream waters,
travel this land and travel in style.
Travel this land so wild and grand, take my hand and travel this land.
Travel this land to Baffin's Island, travel this land to Hudson's Bay.
Travel this land so full of wonder, travel this land to a brighter day.
Travel this land, take my hand and travel this land. Travel this land, travel this land,
take my hand and travel this land.
Lost among the swirling clouds, far beyond the desperate crowds, lies a place of precious solitude. Sad thoughts that haunt my mind, I will leave them all behind. Better dream is waiting there for you. Where the silver brooklets flow, where the alpine meadows grow, where time moves so slowly, the gift of peace is waiting there at the silent place of prayer. The gift of peace is waiting there for you.
I stood waiting for a spark, for a light to help me find my way. Then at last a voice I heard saying, freedom is a hollow word until you've left all your chains behind. Go where the silver brooklets flow, where the alpine meadows grow, where time moves so slowly. The gift of peace is waiting there at the silent place of prayer. The gift of peace is waiting there for you. Chains behind, now I found some peace of mind on this mountain that I'm trying to climb. Though I feared I'd be alone, instead I have found a home. Faithful pilgrims come from every land to where the silver brooklets flow, where the alpine meadows grow, where time moves so slowly. The gift of peace is waiting there at the silent place of prayer. The gift of peace is waiting there for you.